this episode of Report This Post.
Hey, hello to all of our beautiful and handsome patrons. Welcome to the latest bonus episode of Report This Post. My name is Geiger, and that is Christian.
Word up.
And we are your hosts with the posts. Yep.
Talking like Ed and Eddie.
Back in the bonus realm again. Yeah, I've never seen Ed and Eddie.
Really?
That was a little past my prime.
Interesting.
But you're younger than me, you know.
Well, by a couple months, yeah.
Yeah. Was that Cartoon Network or Adult Swim?
That was a Cartoon Network one. Yeah, it was in the late 90s.
I think I just never did Cartoon Network. Like, I remember trying to get into, like, Space Ghost.
Sure.
And being, it was, like, always up on late, and I was like, I think I'm supposed to like this. But I just didn't get it. I feel like I would probably actually get it now more than I did.
Yeah. Yeah, I do think the Adult Swim stuff used to be actually, like, aimed at adults.
Yeah.
Now it just seems to be perpetual teenagers are kind of their market.
Yeah, it's more guys who were teenagers in the 90s
who
are just still the same kind of guy.
Yeah. So, which I guess, you know, that's whatever works for them. Yeah. That's fine.
Hey, don't yuck someone's yum. We would never do that on this show.
No, not for us. Hey, speaking of yuck and a yum. I wanted to bring this up. My child is big into candy. She loves candy. You got a couple
classic rats. Classic child thing.
They love candy too. My kid loves sour candy.
Okay.
She's always trying to get sour candy. She's always buying different kinds. You know, we go someplace, she gets different kind. She got this sour gummy tape a couple days ago.
All right.
And we're driving around. I said, hey, give me a hunk of that, and I tried it. And it was probably the most sour thing I've ever had in my life, to the point of if I would have kept it in my mouth, I think I would have died from it. And meanwhile, my kid's just back there just chomping it down. Mm. Just love it. I just don't understand. I don't remember. I think when we were kids, we had gummy worms were sour.
Sure.
And we had Warheads. Remember those?
Yeah.
Those were the big sour things. Now they got so many different damn sour things going on. I just don't understand it. I don't understand the appeal of it.
Yeah.
I'm not a big spice guy to begin with, so.
Sure.
But I just don't also understand a child enjoying that, I guess. But maybe it's just because they're too stupid to realize that it's not fun.
Yeah, they're like, their tongues literally aren't developed enough get it. Like, yeah, I don't remember being a big sour guy as a kid. It was always a very rare treat. It was always like, the typical candy had to be sweet.
Sure.
That was the thing.
As it should be.
You get a candy, that fucker better be sweet. And then every few months you'd mix in a sour one just to be like, oh, that's something different.
Yeah, maybe some lemon heads.
Sure.
Yeah.
You get one of those and you're like, well, this is a... It's like, it's definitely not what I should be eating food-wise. So it fits in the category of candy. Something that's not good for you. That's obviously not good for you. Adults don't like, so I like it. But I could only do so much. So,
yeah.
For me, it was always like, give me the sweet guys. Give me the chocolate and all that shit.
Yeah, so, now as an adult, you can get candy whenever you want, and it just doesn't appeal to me anymore.
No.
It's disgusting.
God, the idea of just, as a kid, you just think like, man, if I was a grown-up, I could just buy a candy bar whenever I want.
Sure.
But the idea of just buying a candy bar.
Oh, it's disgusting.
It's like, what the fuck? It's like, what's gone wrong where I'm eating a Snickers in the car?
Not to mention, Snickers are like $2.60 now, which seems insane.
Yeah.
Biden inflation. Thanks a lot, Biden.
Don't know the last time I just ate a candy in the car.
No, but I'll tell you what. The Halloween candy floats around.
Easter is coming up, or has already happened. And there's going to be some Reese's egg-shaped peanut butter cups. Forget about it. Kids are
swallowing them,
not going to see those.
Like a python. Yes, sir.
So gonna snack on those fellas.
It is. There is something better when it's free, right? When it's
yes, and it's better when it's small. It's yeah. funny, the classic joke of the fun size being, hey, it's not actually fun at all, but that is the best size for candy.
Sure.
You should not be eating an entire candy bar. You get the little Snickers
guy. It's like 900 calories.
And you're like, that's exactly what it, you'll eat 12 of them, so you offset the whole thing, but you feel better. Just eating an entire Snickers bar feels insane.
But eating 18 of the square
the
Snickers.
Squares, that's 17,000 calories. You're like, that's totally fine.
It's fine. You know what? It's spaced out. It's normal.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah. That's the life of a 58-year-old guy that we are now.
Folks, sound off below. What's your favorite sour candy?
Good flashback to our recent bonus episodes. I don't know how horrible our teeth are, by the way. Might be related to this shit.
Living off candy for years as children.
It's a problem when the kids, so it's they bring home the candy from Halloween.
You don't want them to eat it.
And it's at the point now where rules have to be put in place, like, all right, you're gonna unload a massive sack of candy. Like, my wife and I, we did the rule last Halloween. First and foremost, we're just gonna throw, everyone in the family is gonna agree, we're gonna throw away a bunch of this shit. Even the kids are like, let's separate the candy that we, do you like this? I'm like, no. I was like, then we're just getting rid of it. It's gone. It's out of the house, because otherwise chaos ensues. So get rid of that candy. We're going to save the candy we actually like for special occasions, put them in a Ziploc bag, put them in the cabinet. Everyone's happy. We're doing a little Friday night family hang. Kids can grab a candy, whatever. But it's not just endless fucking eat as much goddamn candy as possible. But yes, the VIG has to go up to the top of the house. Daddy grabs his share.
Daddy takes it and puts it in the drawer next to it, in his table next to his bed.
That's right. And some of those are a nice little treat when Daddy needs it.
4 a.m. roll over.
Oh,
have a
God.
Rollo.
Oh, my God. Mud on. Yeah, grab one of those bad boys.
Oof. Ain't nothing like it.
Wow, a little malted carton in there. Don't see some of those malt ball things.
Ugh, take them.
No, not a fan?
No.
They're the perfect texture. They're just like...
They're like eating packing peanuts.
Yeah, exactly right. Well, how about we unpack some posts?
Terrific.
For this bonus here episode we'd like to do sometimes.
I'd love to. A young man went to Coor to ask, how do I masturbate quietly without anyone knowing? Hmm. And a guy named Klaus answered with this. If you grow up in a sex-negative home like I did, suppressing vocal expression of ecstasy is just something that comes with the territory. I would have moaned so loudly that the whole house would have been alerted when I first brought myself to orgasm, but I knew I couldn't risk for being discovered. I started masturbating in a prone position because I didn't know any better and would bury my face in the carpet to muffle any sounds I made during the process. If you are very vocal during, maybe try putting a gag in your mouth to stifle your moaning. I'm not saying it's right to have to do this. It's just a suggestion to be able to express yourself without anyone in your household becoming suspicious. Assuming you're a person with a penis like me, have some napkins or tissues on hand to clean up, and don't release your load directly into the carpet like I did.
Ah.
So sorry you have to suppress your natural desires. It's very detrimental, having to remain silent during the most pleasurable moments of our lives. As I grew older and gained my freedom, I started masturbating further away from home, ultimately sharing sexual communion with nature. To this day, I still find it very difficult to express myself vocally during masturbation or sex, but being loud in bed is nothing to be ashamed of. Feel free to DM if you need help working through this further.
Oh, brother. Tough DM to Klaus.
Klaus. Yeah, hey, Klaus. Tell me more about laying face down and jacking off into the carpet. How'd that work out for you?
Gag in the mouth while beating off.
Hell, I'll try anything twice, you know?
And this is to make me come better? Wait, what?
to make me be more silent? Yeah. Quietly jacking off. I mean, I don't make a ton of noise when I'm jacking off anyways.
No. The only noise are all the people complaining on the bus. Yeah. Just directly on the carpet, huh? Eesh.
Bring some napkins. Get some of those Wendy's napkins out of your center console if you're going to jack off.
You gotta use them for something.
You might as well blow your sticky little load into it.
Yeah. Yeah. You figured the next time you get chili there, you're going to make a mess. But you know what? This is more important.
You asked for... Can I get another set of napkins?
Yeah, you need... times two, please. I have a date for you.
Good luck to that kid. Good luck to Klaus on being able to finally be vocal while...
Yeah.
Jacking off in the woods, it sounds like.
Honestly, good luck to anyone just named Klaus in general. Seems it's not like a good, it's tough not a road great, ahead.
Yeah, it's not. You're not having a good time with that one.
It's not. It's hard to imagine a guy like that getting pussy. Like, yeah, hey, baby, my name's Klaus. Just doesn't work. It's like Ernest or something. Like,
you know, not a good you name, know what man. I mean, Vern. Yeah.
Just not a great name. So some lady on Twitter made this very long thread about how the character Valentino from the Has-Been Hotel cartoon show is the best character ever. Are you familiar with this show?
I've heard of it. I've seen stupid little drunk pictures and drawings of it. Yeah.
It's got a big following. It's a very new show. Only like 3 or 4 months old, but it's got a huge following already online. It's like one of those animations. It's in the style of fucking Adventure Time and all that horse shit. It's explicitly made to be... to have fans.
It's a very memeable format. Yes.
Yeah. So she made a huge thread. Reason number 26 on the list for why this guy is the best character ever. And she wrote this in all caps. He's a grown-ass man with a pimpin' not simpin' mug. So it's a picture of him sitting on a throne. He has a mug that says pimpin' not simpin'. She says, now tell me he's not the best character, I dare you. And a guy named Ethan said, he's a rapist. And that response got 65,000 likes? All right. Anyway, at Lala Cadio responded, girl, he's fictional. It ain't that deep. True. Which got this from at Auditor Kisser. Friendly reminder that the human brain cannot distinguish between reality and fiction. You can consciously do so, but any feelings you feel are 100% real. It is physically impossible to condone something purely in fiction. But that got this community note on Twitter. The human brain can distinguish between reality and fiction.
So cool, dude. Oh... And this is all in reference to a gay little cartoon about demons or whatever.
Yeah. Cartoon that my 14-year-old is into because it's a cartoon for teenagers.
Yeah. Pimpin' not simpin'.
Yeah, just one of those little sight gags that TV shows do where it's there's absolutely... no reason to think about it beyond like that's the most thought you should put into one of the like the Simpsons used to do with the sign gag or something. Just like and you enjoy it, and then someone saw that and said that means he's a rapist, and then 65,000 people on Twitter said yes, I agree.
Yeah,
that is such an absurd number.
Yeah.
How does that number of people even... It's hard to even picture that amount of people watching the show, let alone forming opinions on the show, let alone being on Twitter to form opinions, let alone falling into one camp of opinions on that.
It's tough, man. It's tough. That is all fandoms for the most part at this point.
Yeah.
And it really does just go to show, like, if you enjoy something, the best way to enjoy it is to not interact with other people who enjoy it. So, just...
Yep.
That's really all you can do these days. So.
But a show like that is definitely made to be discussed online.
Oh, for sure. 100%. Like, I think...
It's like a reality show at this point. It's just like, yeah, we made it so people will talk about it, share it. Do memes about it and all that shit.
We want people to dress up like the characters. Yep. We will provide the model sheets so that you can...
Yeah, we spent thousands and thousands of dollars on character designs that were made with directly in mind that people would make these costumes themselves. Yep. That was the main part of this.
And that they do.
Yep, and they will always do that until the next show comes out.
Whatever, yeah, whatever the, what was the gal that did My Little Pony? Whatever her next thing is. Laura, whatever.
Christine Chan?
An anonymous user posted this to our confessions. In college, I had a female friend whom I was very close with. Really close with. Well, she was in a long-distance relationship, and she told me she wanted to send her boyfriend some sexy vids, and she asked me about how she could send it. So, I told her about Dropbox. I told her she could take the video, upload it to her Dropbox, and send him a private link to download it. For the next couple days, I was obsessed with seeing what she sent him. She would use my laptop on regular when she'd come by my room randomly, and she'd always log into her Facebook, email, etc., etc. So, I installed a keylogger onto my laptop so I could log her keystrokes. It was a long shot, but I figured, like most novice tech users, she used the same email and pass combo across various accounts. So one day, she stopped by, did her usual Facebook check routine while over, and then left later that day. I couldn't wait to try out her password on her Dropbox account. And of course, it worked. Same email and password combo as her Facebook. So I logged into her Dropbox, and there the files were, sitting in her trash bin. A feature I didn't think to mention to her. So I restored the files briefly, then downloaded them, then deleted them again, and I took the liberty of emptying them from her trash just in case the time stamped with the new delete date. I also knew this wasn't too risky, since she'd probably never be back on there. The videos weren't that great, though. Dark and mostly bad camera angles of her touching herself. This was back in, like, 08, 09. I don't remember the type of phone she used, but it was a flip phone, so the video was definitely poor. I kept those videos in my stash for about 6 or 7 years. And a now-deleted user replied to that with, "She would probably be pleased to know that they played an important role at fulfilling your needs."
Undoubtedly, she would. In fact, go ahead and reach out to her. Let her know.
Yeah, go. You haven't talked to her since 2009.
Just wanted to let you know. 13 years ago, I jerked off to you a lot.
For 7 years, I
did. Yeah. I can picture this guy's feeling when the password worked to log in.
Oh,
fucking! He's just like, ugh. Boy, his dick just—he like came just from that. Yeah. Just like,
oh yeah.
You know what? I'm good. I am the next.
And he's like, well, but while I'm here, I'm like,
well, what a feeling! What a feeling to be such a fucking creep. Yeah, I get it. I get it. It's one of those like had those fantasies when I was younger.
Oh,
was like,
sure. You know, you have the fantasy, but then to install a keylogger on your own computer to hack into somebody else's.
The keyloggers.
That seems like a whole lot of work to be a freak.
I did a keylogger once. I think it was like my mom's laptop or something like that. It was some sort of like I had to get into some account. I don't remember what the fuck it was. It wasn't anything horrific. It was just like I heard it was when I discovered a keylogger in like 1999 or something like that.
School was gonna send you your report cards or something.
Well, yeah. Those days were long. I was basically a dropout at that point. It was like, yeah, this would be cool. And then you see in like little, it shows you what everyone types. It's like, oh my God, this is awesome.
Big black hole cock.
Big black hole cock, no doubt. Good for that guy. He probably beats off just to the memory of that. Oh,
to the thought of it. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, just like, oh my
God. He's like, well, I got rid of him, but I'll always have the mental memories.
Mm-hmm. At Highness Ophelia tweeted this out. If you're considering adopting because you can't have a child of your own and you want to be a parent, you are doing it for the wrong reasons. Sorry if that hurts your feelings. Permanent placement should always be first and foremost centered on the child, not your SADs. Hmm. If you genuinely want to make a positive impact on a child's life, then be a legal guardian. You can still provide care, raise them, and advocate on their behalf without changing their identity to match yours because it's more convenient or comfortable for you. Parenthood is not a right.
Hmm.
It's got some kickback, and then she added this. Moving forward, if you come at me about adoption and you are an adopter or are speaking on behalf of adoptees in your life, I'm simply blocking you. Your experience is not relevant to this conversation unless you are adopted. I am not required to give you a platform. So yes, there are woke adoptee people out there on Twitter.
Well, that's the thing, is it? You can be involved in anything, and if you're doing it the wrong way,
mm-hmm.
or the wrong reasons, or...
Yeah.
You know, I would think that parents adopting a child because they're unable to conceive a child their own, I think, kind of passively improve that child's life, right? Like, they're...
Sure.
That is...
That's what this lady's against. It's like, you have to... If you're saying, I want to be happier... by adopting this child, that means you're a bad person.
Yes.
You need to say, I don't care if I'm miserable, I'm going to make this child happier.
Yeah.
Even if ultimately it's the same fucking thing.
The outcome is the same. Yep.
You can't be like, it would be such an enriching experience for me to adopt a child. No. You're wrong, and you're a bad person for saying that. So, sorry, not sorry.
No, instead, people who hate kids should adopt children simply mm-hmm. so the children can have parents.
Well, no, they should have legal guardians. The main reason why she, when she did that response and she closed the thread at that point, or to no more people responding, it was like, because so many adopted people were like, what are you talking, like, I was adopted, and I'm totally fine with... Like, what are you talking about?
I don't need to give you a platform. That's so cool.
So, of course, there's...
I'm going to speak for you.
There's a woke contingency of adoptees who are like, I was adopted and I was robbed of my personhood because they gave me their name or whatever. It's like, good Lord. Your name is fake no matter what. Like, whoever you're born to or adopted by, your name is just...
Hey, we're all going to turn into trash someday, so live it up while you can, folks. I don't know what else to tell you. That's
right.
Deeply upsetting.
Adoption. We got to do an episode about that.
Okay. Great. From our Today I Fucked Up. Today I fucked up by buying my wife a book all about sex. Our sex life has been pretty dull for the 3 years we've been married. We're both in our second marriage. I lost my first wife, and she got divorced. My late wife was very adventurous, but my current wife has only experienced plain sex because her first husband was boring. Yesterday, during lunch, we discussed our sex life, and she admitted she's only comfortable with ordinary sex. So I suggested we buy a book to give her some ideas. We went to the bookstore and bought a book. She spent 3 hours reading it in the bath. Later that night, around 9 p.m., she pulled me into bed for some fun. About an hour in, she started touching my bottom, then inserted our only vibrator, a small one. It was enjoyable until she suddenly got worried. She tried to get it out, but pushed it too far in. After struggling for an hour, we gave up and went to the hospital. Thankfully, the doctors quickly removed it using some tools. We promised to be more careful next time. This morning, I skipped my usual bike ride because I'm feeling sore. My wife just came in and asked if I want a bigger vibrator to avoid this happening again. I'm not sure what I've gotten myself into. User Hotwire comment, same. I tried to spice it up and my wife immediately wanted to do anal with me. No, I'm not trying to do that. I wanted to do something other than missionary, not wreck my rectum.
Ladies are evil, is what it sounds like.
Yeah, I tried to spice up my wife and she wants to peg my ass? What the heck?
Yeah. Yeah, usually it's like, I want to spice up the thing with the lady. It's like, that's me fucking your butthole. No, why are you
hold on a second. Wait a second. Thing? She's like, oh, I thought you would never ask to be more adventurous. It's like, no, I don't want to be adventurous.
Yeah.
I just want to get shit all over my cock. That's about as adventurous as I'm getting.
That's how I get my brown belt. Yeah, I don't, I can't imagine my wife touching my asshole. I want to get anywhere near it. Some of the farts that I've laid out over the years.
Oh, it's like PTSD for us.
Yeah, it's a couple weeks ago, it was when you, like, usually you fart a good chunk and she's just like, ah, come on. But when you fart so much where she's like pissed off, that's when things are going well. She's like, fucking stop it. I'm like, ah, sorry. I got some good stuff brewing back then. She's like, God damn it. Like, just like actually pissed off that I'm farting so horrifically.
She's like, I'm going to sleep at my mother's because you're farting so much.
This is really, really bad. You have to stop or I have to leave the house. I'm like, well, sorry, sweetie. Yeah, so imagining her like fucking with my butt. Because something's just going to pop out when she's back there, and that's going to be the end of that.
It's a loaded cannon.
It'd just be like saying, like, hey, I let's have some fun. Let's play with cockroaches or something. She's like, no, it's not going to happen.
Let's spice it up a little bit. I'm going to bring raw beef into the bedroom.
What are you talking about? Like, no, it's not. It's disgusting. Yeah, so some of these gals that, they get a little too wild.
It's these damn romance novels they're reading these days. It's giving them all sorts of ideas.
These damn TikToks and these Barbara Streisand books.
These damn Liza Minnelli musicals.
It's gone too far, ladies. Well, speaking of things like that, last post for you guys. A lady named Kristen Vietti posted this on Instagram. Hi, Matthew. It's come to my attention that you are co-hosting a play party on Friday. While that's all well and good, it's abundantly clear that your informational Google Doc was directly lifted from the one that I wrote. Obviously, the version history starts with a copy of the Tea Time file. Although some specifics have been changed, the formatting and some of the language, even entire paragraphs, are verbatim. As I wasn't asked for permission to use nor share my work, nor credited, nor compensated, I consider this a theft of my intellectual property and labor. I have archived the document as proof of plagiarism. I am requesting the following actions for accountability. 1. By noon, Thursday, February 13, 2024, between the TLDR and theme sections, you provide the following edit. Update, February 14, 2024. This document was based on one written by Kristen Vietti of Tea Time. An earlier version didn't properly credit their language and contributions. We'd like to acknowledge this misstep in using their work without permission or compensation. 2. During opening circle, you will make a similar statement to the group. You record audio or video of yourself doing so and send it to me by 5 p.m. Sunday, February 18th, 2024. Please avoid including other attendees for their privacy. 3. By 5 p.m. Sunday of February 18th, 2024, any contributed funds or material donations will be reported as my work, at least in part, help to elicit attendance and donations. I may ask for compensation to my Venmo. 4. No further use of my work will be permitted after this event without my written consent. The document will be deleted by 5 p.m. Sunday, February 18th of 2024. I have thus far kept this information private. If these requests are not satisfied by the deadlines provided, I will take action to make public statements about your theft of my work and how I see it demonstrating a pattern of undervaluing labor of queer femmes. Thank you for your expected cooperation. So just to clarify what happened here.
Uh-huh.
This is a queer poly-M lady from Philadelphia who hosts orgies, and she is mad at this guy, Matthew, for duplicating and using her orgy rules Google Doc without asking her for permission first.
Yeah.
And so she went to Instagram to write this very long screed calling this guy out with a set of demands.
That is so weird. That is weird, dude.
I can't even imagine participating in an orgy with any of these people for a thousand reasons, but specifically because of the headache with the organ. Like, you're at an orgy and you're like, how's it going? You're like, oh, I got all this drama. Another guy stole my Google Doc rules thing, and I'm having a battle with him. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking? What kind of orgy is
Can
this?
Can I get my dick sucked or yeah. what? Jesus Christ.
Can you just suck my dick now, lady? He's like, no, I'm in a Discord chat with a guy. It's like, what?
What's wrong? Your they-them pussy isn't as wet as it used to be.
Yeah, that's I guess that's how modern orgies work these days, folks. It's just a bunch of words.
Oh. God, it's just, that sucks. Fucking sucks, dude. Good post.
Great, thanks. Anything else?
Nope. Bye.
Bye.